is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden is pushing a bipartisan immigration plan that's struggling to get through Congress. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez is in the border city of Eagle Pass, Texas.
The president would have the authority to effectively shut down asylum processing here at the U.S.-Mexico border when there's a spike in illegal crossings. Migrants would be quickly expelled back to Mexico across the Rio Grande. It would also make asylum interviews harder to pass and increase deportations, something lawmakers hope will deter migrants from coming to the U.S.
Meanwhile, our Christiane Benavides on Who's in Las Vegas.
From the courtroom to back on the trail, former President Donald Trump hosting a rally in Nevada Saturday after he was in a Manhattan courtroom Friday, ordered by a jury to pay writer E. Jean Carroll more than $80 million over making defamatory statements.
We will immediately appeal. We will set aside that ridiculous jury.
It's a preview of Trump juggling his legal challenges and political ones.
This November, we're going to win the swing state of Nevada. You ever think of it as a swing state?
Well, as the humanitarian crisis in Gaza worsens, more countries have paused funding for the UN Refugee Agency for Palestinians, following allegations that some of its staff were involved in the October 7th attacks. The BBC's John Donenson has the latest.
It says it's the primary humanitarian agency in Gaza, with over 2 million desperate people dependent on it. Now, Israel has clashed with UNRWA before, but this time the head of the agency, Philip Lazzarini, clearly thinks this is an existential threat, if you like, in terms of that current humanitarian operation. And the question he's asking, well, if it's not UNRWA who's providing that support, then who will?
So who will punch a ticket to Super Bowl 58? Four teams remain. You get the Kansas City Chiefs in Baltimore to take on the Ravens at 3 p.m. Eastern time, followed by the Detroit Lions in San Fran to battle it out against the 49ers. And this Lions fan is ready.
The spirit in Detroit is next to none.
Well, it's also probably because Detroit has never made it to the Super Bowl. As for the weather for the games today, looks pretty stellar in San Francisco. Another story, though, in Baltimore, where it's expected to be windy and rainy. Fans will need a lot of Natty Bow to get them by. Well, the world's biggest cruise ship set sail yesterday from Miami.
I can't even describe it.
We cannot put it
so
words.
Excited.
Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas is 1,200 feet long, has 20 decks. Among its seven swimming pools is the largest one at sea that holds 40,000 gallons of water. It's also got the largest ice skating rink at sea, too. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. More Americans are earning college degrees and making more money. But as Mike Mohn reports, some groups are not doing as well as others.
The Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce says between 2010 and 2020, the proportion of U.S. residents with degrees increased by nearly 7 percentage points, leading to $14 trillion in additional net earnings over workers' lifetimes. However, Center Director Tony Carnevale says even though all racial groups saw positive movement, there was no substantial change in narrowing gaps.
What we have here is a race in which everybody is running faster, but no group is really changing their position in the race.
He says that undermines efforts to establish racial and economic justice. According to state-level data within the report, Wisconsin mirrored national progress with a 7 percentage point increase in degree attainment. The racial gap narrowed for Latino adults but widened for black adults. If the U.S. wants to get serious about eliminating these disparities, Carnevale says it starts with creating an even playing field in early childhood education and K-12 schools.
Getting from childhood to a good job in the United States is a long walk, and you have to focus every step of the way, because the way the American system works is that people from less advantaged families begin to lose ground in the early grades.
Report authors say if all racial and ethnic groups had the same college degree attainment as white adults, the nation's workers would see an additional $11 trillion in lifetime earnings. The summary included data for associate, bachelor's, and graduate degrees. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some patchy fog, then some clearing taking place in the afternoon, with our highs rising to the upper 30s, light southwest winds developing. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies at upper 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, a little bit of rain possible in the afternoon. It's 30 at our studios.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
CBS News Brief. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is in the middle of a bitter fight with the feds over border control. CBS Dallas reporter Jason Allen.
He believes all 25 states that are backing Texas in its efforts would be willing to send troops to help if they're needed.
VP Kamala Harris is campaigning in Las Vegas.
We're about investing in small businesses and the support they need to have access to capital versus what you get on the other side, which is supporting big corporations by decreasing their taxes.
Several countries have paused funding to the UN Refugee Agency for Palestinians after allegations that some staffers were involved in Hamas's attack on Israel. Spokeswoman Juliette Tuma.
In just over 24 hours, nine countries, including some of our largest donors, have put in a temporary suspension to the work, to the funding that we're doing.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Marquette wins at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat Seton Hall 75-57. Both teams short of their top shooters due to injuries. Marquette using several players off the bench like Ben Gold, who had 9 points. Up next for the number 14th ranked Golden Eagles, they're on the road Tuesday against Villanova. NBA, the Bucks grounded the Pelicans 141 to just 117. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 30 points, a dozen rebounds. New head coach Doc Rivers introduced at a press conference. Rivers, who led the Celtics to a championship in 2008, was asked about the pressure to do the same here in Milwaukee.
It's interesting, when I took the Boston job, I got a lot of calls from coaches to tell me not to take the job. The expectations would be too unrealistic. And I'm like, what? That's ridiculous. You want to that, and you want expectations, and this team has them.
That's Bucks new head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some patchy fog, then some clearing taking place in the afternoon, with our highs rising to the upper 30s, light southwest winds developing. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies at upper 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, a little bit of rain possible in the afternoon. It's 30 at our studios.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 93.5 The Tap. And on the Civic Media app.
President Joe Biden visits Superior, Wisconsin, and you heard it as it happened live during the Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are happy to be here covering President Biden. He is bringing news. $1 billion is going to be awarded here in Superior, Wisconsin. It is part of the infrastructure bill. This bridge is going to be replaced. So vital, not only to the city, but to the region.
News that matters to you and your community. Count on coverage from your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Leah Hale, a documentary producer of The Electric Indian, the story of our friend, late great friend Henry Boucher. And also, it'll be on the TPT on March 26th. So check your local listings. And there's a couple other showings we'll ask about. But, in between the commercial break, Haley came up with a couple great questions. And I don't know if you know this about me, but for 30 years, I taught film and video in the high school. And would love to know how you got your start and what you got you into. Of course, it's very traditional that we tell stories, but how you got into film and documentary work.
Sure. So I grew up in the city of Pico Rivera, that is near East Los Angeles. I grew up as a young Native youth in the Native community in the Los Angeles area, which is probably, I think, home to the largest off-reservation community. So, growing up so close to Hollywood and never seeing ourselves, on the big screen, that really made an impact on me, since I loved going to movies. but you know what? I think where I got my early interest was probably from my mother. My mother, her name is Marsheila Hale, and she actually was an actress, and when I was growing up, and when I was young, I used to see her get roles, kind of like in the background. on shows like Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, you know, and she would be like in the background with like a buckskin on, like walking by or something, you know. It was just always yeah, things that were always that pictured us pre-1900, you know. And I always, you know, just kind of thought about those things as a young person. And you know, I remember as early as like 8 years old, getting together with my siblings and cousins and, you know, cranking up the Disney movie Cinderella and having the big VHS camcorder and, you know, acting out our own scenes, but, you know, in a way, indigenizing it. So that was my early interest, you know. But so I always carry that, you know, motivation to want to be a storyteller. So I ended up going to the University of California State University, Fullerton. I went through their radio, television, film program. So that's kind of where I got
there. Or she graduated from there, but yeah, very cool.
Yeah, that is cool. How long you've been collaborating with TPT? Because you said you did two other. Would you like to mention the two other documentaries you did too?
Sure. So I believe this coming March, it will be my 12th year at Twin Cities PBS. Time does fly by. When I first moved out here, I believe it was in around like 2009, 2010. I actually got my graduate degree from the University of South Dakota in American Indian Studies. And I heard of this awesome Dakota language program at the U. So that's kind of what sparked my interest to come out this way. And, you know, I really fell in love with the community. It's such a vibrant Native community here. And, you know, I really, instead of going back to Los Angeles, I kind of wanted to see if I was able to, you know, get into the film industry here. And TPT was my doorway in. So, like I said before, Vision Maker Media has really been a supporter of my work. So they funded my very first documentary, which was entitled The People's Protectors. And that was actually a film that focused on the Native American experience in the Vietnam War. And my second feature was Bring Her Home, which was about following three women's lives and how they, you know, dealt with missing and murdered Indigenous women, the epidemic, and how, you know, they faced challenges in their lives. But really, it's a film about, you know, finding that resiliency in yourself, within yourself and in your community to, you know, come together and figure out ways to not only bring attention to the issue, but find ways of healing. So that's what Bring Her Home is about.
Yeah, well, I've seen that one, and that is a beautiful story. And one of the things, how long is the TPT documentary coming up, the Electric Indian?
So we really try to tailor our films to fit, you know, programming, and we always try to aim for a national spot. Right now we're in conversations on getting it released nationally, but so usually we try to make them convenient to fit in programming slots of an hour. So it's around 57 minutes. That's what usually my films are, feature length ones are.
Boy, being an editor and a filmmaker myself, it's got to be hard, because it sounds like you had boxes of great footage and also Henry at the time, and talking to the people that played with him and grew up with him. That had to have been hard.
Yeah. I spent many, many months. I would say I started my pre-production planning in the late summer of 2022. And really, what really got us going was I received a call from Henry Boucher, and he basically just told me directly that his health was declining pretty rapidly. And he, you know, shared with me a lot of what the ailments that he was going through and just the challenges that he was facing. So he kind of told me, you know, he's the one that lit that fire under us. And he was like, we got to get it going. So, mm-hmm. you know, we kind of like dropped everything what we were doing at that time and really just focused. How are we going to get this plan, get this ship going? So I really spent, you know, a good chunk of the fall writing and coming mm-hmm. up with the way that I'm going to tell the story, how I plan to, you know, interweave the history, which was really shown through the footage and archival footage and stills, and how I'm going to, you know, weave the story to present time, and even figuring out, you know, what moments, what stories do I want to try and reenact and recreate, which is mm-hmm. where Anthony Stately's son, you know, came in. And I already, before I even reached out to Anthony, I already, you know, had the vision. And I am during my research, I came across his sons, which I love so dearly. And I seen an article that was written about them in The Circle. And I was just like, man, this is so perfect. You know, I always try to find ways to bring in other indigenous, you know, talent, not only like what we see visually, but what we hear. And what was so awesome was getting the support and the agreement for Keith Sokola to allow us to license his music to use in the future within the documentaries. So, you know, I really try to bring on as much as I can with a limited amount of budget, you know, because we work with like opposed to, you know, Hollywood documentaries or, you know, these Netflix documentaries where their budgets are like multi-million dollar budgets, but mm-hmm. ours is a few $100,000. So, you know, we do what we can with it to do what we can to make the best story.
Well, Dr. Stately was saying how great of the experience it was for him and his kids, right, Dr. Stately?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was amazing. And it was like just really, you know, I was in the photography, and I think, you know, I don't know, I think I told you this when we first started conversating. I used to live in Los Angeles, so I kind of had like this idea of, well, you know, went there as a young man, I'm gonna be a Hollywood Indian. I was gonna be a country singer too. I don't know why I would.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Yeah.
These are like big dreams at 22, 23, uh-huh. you know, like, you know, and yeah, so I was like, I've been around a lot of that world because my former partner was also a makeup artist, worked in that industry. And then he also was like a fashion photographer and worked with a lot of Hollywood folks. So I kind of lived in that area and worked in that area, but this is the first time I sort of been that close up to people actually filming. Like I usually have, like, maybe I was lucky to be enough on a sound stage and was happening way over there. So I didn't really see all the stuff that went into it, but I was there on the ice with them and watching them and, you know, watching them do their work. And I was just really impressed at like how like amazing and professional they all were. And it was such a wonderful experience, you know. They gave my sons a little stipend. They were so proud of their little check that they got when it came in the mail, too. They were... Yeah, I was like, I would have done this for free. Sure. I don't care about that.
That's awesome.
Really, you know, the best payment was spending time with Henry and talking to him. It was like this mm-hmm. the most amazing experience.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
For sure.
Definitely. So could you give those dates again for the War Road premiere and also in the Twin Cities again?
Sure. So the War Road premiere is going to be happening during Hockey Day Minnesota, and that's this Friday, January 26th at 3 p.m. And a Minneapolis screening is going to be taking place during the Great Northern Film Festival on Wednesday, January 31st. At 7 p.m.
Well, we'll be there, darn it. And one last, we got just a minute left. One last thing. What do you feel like one of the most important things that anyone watching this is the takeaway of the Henry story?
You know, where I think of one of his last lines in the film, and he says, if you're going through hell, just keep going and get through it, because the positives will start to happen. And then to me, I felt like that line summed up, you know, the whole film, because really it's about, you know, overcoming our personal challenges and finding that resiliency within us to succeed and be the best at what it is that you put your heart into.
Wow, beautiful. Leah, come on the show before the premiere here on TPT too, and let's get people out there watching it. Really appreciate you being on with us, and we're going to be rooting for you, and what a great, great story that you're going to be telling. Pinigigi for coming on.
Wopita Tonka, thank you for having me.
All right.
Hey. Great premiere. Bye.
All right. Up next, Dr. Stately. Oh, we'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
There are a lot.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Hey, wow. How exciting for the community. We're here with Dr. Stately here, who's CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. And it's fun having a small community and get connected. And your kids, your boys are in this documentary. Mm-hmm. Proud dad time. And it'll be alive forever.
Yeah, I think that's pretty special. That's kind of cool. You know, in a couple decades from now, they'll be able to show it to their kids and be like, look, there I am.
Yeah.
I think I saw that clip of them in the trailer, Dr. Stately, in the headband.
Oh, that made the trailer. It's cool. Yeah. Yeah. So she sent me quite a while ago. She sent me the original, like she sent me a link to the unfinished, like the almost completed production. You know, like no color correction yet. It was like I felt like I was watching, you know, video of like you know, like in the late 60s, early 70s. Like the whole thing felt like it was like that because none of it had been color corrected yet. It was like, you know, it had the little lines through it, like, you know, you see like when you watch your Super 8 film. It produced this whole like feeling of nostalgia for me. I was like remembering, like, you know, being a young man growing up in the Twin Cities watching hockey. We used to go to North Stars hockey all the time when I was a kid. You know, my grandpa Erie and my grandpa Paul would take us to those hockey games whenever he had free tickets. And also my mom was friends with I would say Bill Chapman. He used to take us to games too. Anyway, it was just a really wonderful experience. And I was happy to like have my sons be able to meet like somebody of Henry Boucher's, you know, stature and history making. I wanted them to understand, like, you know, that you know, greatness looks like a lot of things. It doesn't look like, you know, like necessarily, you know, although I think, you know, people like Mark Fleury, like, you know, all the attention you got for like wearing the masks on the wild thing, the Dakota mask on those kinds of things. Well, that's greatness and that's beautiful in all kinds of really important, meaningful ways. Here's a man, a Native man who's from Minnesota, who grew up in a small, poor community and was able to get all the way to the NHL. And, you know, and worked hard to get there. And I try to remind them of that. It takes a lot of hard work and it takes dedication and belief in yourself.
Absolutely. You know, the 69 Minnesota State Tournament where he was injured, they lost in overtime to Edina. And he's considered one of the greatest players ever to play in Minnesota hockey. And just to read that, and know that this documentary is going to be awesome because, again, we're getting to tell our own stories, Dr. Stately, and that's so cool.
Well, I think that's really meaningful. It's an important piece of like history to commemorate, and it's also and institutionalize so that everybody can knows this is like the truth, the story about his life. Mm-hmm. And his pathway and his roadway to get to where he was at. I think it's important that other Native boys and girls see that experience and understand it, and they can see themselves in that person because he reflects back to them, you know, who they are as Indigenous people, and understanding what is possible when you have a dream and you have a vision and you're passionate and you're willing to work hard for something. And I was really happy that I was able to sort of expose my sons to that time with him. I remember that we were sitting here and I was sitting, I think here at the dining room table and in my house. And I heard the news, it was late at night. I heard the news that Penny had passed and, mm-hmm. Somebody had texted me and I was like, oh, you know, I took a deep breath. I was like, you know, I actually gasped. I was like, I knew his health was fragile. We talked a little bit about that. He talked about his health condition. He talked about how important this movie was to have him get it completed. I was, you know, in awe of him. He was really proud of, you know, all of his progeny that he created that are amazing hockey players too. You know, mm-hmm. all of his grandchildren, his children and grandchildren who play hockey and who are continuing that legacy that he started. And I think that's really just a beautiful thing that we have that documented, right? And that we have that story can't be untold now. And so it's a really amazing thing.
Well, that makes me think of, what was it, 2 or 3 years his grandson was in the hockey tournament with playing for War Road and also had long hair and wear the headband in honor of his grandfather.
Yeah. So, and his family is just really wonderful people. I remember when my sons won the state tournament a couple of years ago. I called Jason Shakopee's dad, because my sons are like, you know, in awe of him, and TJ Oshie and the whole family system, really proud of them. And, you know, and like him, I was thinking about like Leah's comments as she was being interviewed during your conversation. Like them, my sons are the only Native kids in their whole entire association. They don't see a whole lot of other Native kids on the ice playing with them. Mm. And it is a very, very deeply white dominated sport, and they've had some of their own experiences of like, you know, racism, both covert and overt, and it's been challenging to support them through that as they grow up and be young men and go out into the world and try to find their place, and you know, having these conversations with them about, you know.
Yeah.
It's that internet.
Yeah, it's, it's crazy, Haley. I just got to read a couple things here. And one of the things was that he was injured by Dave Forbes of the Boston Bruins. He was assaulted in a publicized stick incident. And it left Henry with a cracked bone around his eye and blurred vision. And he tried to sue the NHL. He was out of the NHL by, I think he was 28 years old. And that's the sad fact. And, you know, some of the things that the documentary, Leia and Dr. Stately were alluding to, he had some rough times there. And then he was sobered up and really has been part and helped the community for the rest of his life. So he's going to be greatly missed. Greatly missed.
Yeah. Well, and Leia's film, the documentary that she has coming out, The Electric Indian, if you can't make it up to War Road to see that premiere this weekend, they will be doing a release of it January 31st here in the Twin Cities from 7 to 9 p.m. And this will be aired at the Main Cinema, which is 115 Southeast Main Street. Tickets are $15. And you can look up more information at thegreatnorthernfestival.com.
We got less than a minute. Dr. Stately's back. Any final words, feelings? It's always great to see you. And, you know, what a great thing to be a part of coming up.
Yeah, it was a deep honor to be part of it. You know, there is no greater sport in the United States other than hockey. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa, wait a minute. No, hockey. Yeah. Hockey is pure sport when it's played right, you know, and in the young people play it right because they go back up and down and work their skills. You know, the old Rodney Dangerfield line, I was at a boxing match and a hockey game broke out. That's the way it was in the 70s, and I think it's less fighty now, but it's a skill. It's a big skill.
Yeah, it teaches them a lot of life lessons, which is really great.
Right on. Hey, Pina Gigi, Dr. Stately, thanks for coming on, and as always, we're still here. We are the seventh generation. This has been Native Roots Radio.
Free Leonard Peltier. No.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd will be back from his trip around the state on Monday, and we'll round up the weekend in news. Join us from noon to 2.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is in the middle of a bitter fight with the feds over border control. CBS Dallas reporter Jason Allen.
He believes all 25 states that are backing Texas in its efforts would be willing to send troops to help if they're needed.
VP Kamala Harris is campaigning in Las Vegas.
We're about investing in small businesses and the support they need to have access to capital versus what you get on the other side, which is supporting big corporations by decreasing their taxes.
Several countries have paused funding to the UN Refugee Agency for Palestinians after allegations that some staffers were involved in Hamas's attack on Israel. Spokeswoman Julia Tuma.
In just over 24 hours, 9 countries, including some of our largest donors, have put in a temporary suspension to the work, to the funding that we're doing.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Border talks are on a bumpy road. CBS's Christina Ruffini reports.
Lawmakers in the Senate are on the verge of a bipartisan compromise on immigration reform, but the former president has stepped in to try to stop it.
A lot of the senators are trying to say respectfully they're blaming it on me. I said, that's okay. Please blame it on me. I'd rather have no bill than a bad bill.
But some Senate Republicans are pushing back, saying they're unlikely to get a better offer.
This is the most leverage I've seen Republicans have.
In a statement late Friday, President Biden said if passed, the bill would be the toughest and fairest border reform in history, giving him the power to shut down the border as soon as he signs it.
Meanwhile, the presidential hopefuls are all out on the campaign trail this weekend. President Biden is in South Carolina, former President Trump on the stump in Nevada. And our Christiane Benavides tells us
Nikki Haley is in her home state of South Carolina. The GOP primary there is still about a month away. It's a long shot bid for Haley, who is trailing in the polls.
Big day for football. CBS's Matt Piper tells us the teams who win are off to the Super Bowl.
Four teams have come this far, and none wants to go home without punching a ticket to compete in Super Bowl 58. The AFC Championship game starts things off at 3 p.m. Eastern between the Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens. That game's on CBS. Then at 6:30 Eastern on Fox, the Detroit Lions versus the San Francisco 49ers. It's the Lions' first appearance in the NFC Championships since 1992.
Overseas now, where there are accusations that some workers from the UN Refugee Agency were part of Hamas's attack on Gaza. And because of that, many countries have stopped giving them aid money. Jonathan Crix is with UNICEF.
Nothing justifies the horrific events of the 7th of October, which include the killing, the maiming, abduction of children. However, it is also important to keep in mind that many children here are suffering and that they are in need of humanitarian aid.
Yemen's Houthi rebels are expanding their attacks. Marco Forgione is with the Institute of Export and International Trade.
So the attack on the Marlin Luanda in the Gulf of Aden signify a great extension and escalation from the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden.
And listen up if you have a pet lizard. The CDC reports a rare strain of salmonella is linked to bearded dragon lizards. They can carry the germs in their droppings. They can spread to their bodies. If you touch the reptile or anything it has touched, and then you touch your mouth, you could get very sick. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is in the middle of a bitter fight with the feds over border control. CBS Dallas reporter Jason Allen.
He believes all 25 states that are backing Texas in its efforts would be willing to send troops to help if they're needed.
VP Kamala Harris is campaigning in Las Vegas.
We're about investing in small businesses and the support they need to have access to capital versus what you get on the other side, which is supporting big corporations by decreasing their taxes.
Several countries have paused funding to the UN Refugee Agency for Palestinians after allegations that some staffers were involved in Hamas's attack on Israel. Spokeswoman Juliet Tuma.
In just over 24 hours, 9 countries, including some of our largest donors, have put in a temporary suspension to the work, to the funding that we're doing.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Border talks are on a bumpy road. CBS's Christina Ruffini reports.
Lawmakers in the Senate are on the verge of a bipartisan compromise on immigration reform, but the former president has stepped in to try to stop it.
A lot of the senators are trying to say respectfully they're blaming it on me. I said, that's okay. Please blame it on me. I'd rather have no bill than a bad bill.
But some Senate Republicans are pushing back, saying they're unlikely to get a better offer.
This is the most leverage I've seen Republicans have.
In a statement late Friday, President Biden said if passed, the bill would be the toughest and fairest border reform in history, giving him the power to shut down the border as soon as he signs it.
Meanwhile, the presidential hopefuls are all out on the campaign trail this weekend. President Biden is in South Carolina, former President Trump on the stump in Nevada. And our Christiane Benavides tells us
Nikki Haley is in her home state of South Carolina. The GOP primary there is still about a month away. It's a long shot bid for Haley, who is trailing in the polls.
Big day for football. CBS's Matt Piper tells us the teams who win are off to the Super Bowl.
4 teams have come this far, and none wants to go home without punching a ticket to compete in Super Bowl 58. The AFC Championship game starts things off at 3 p.m. Eastern between the Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens. That game's on CBS. Then at 6:30 Eastern on Fox, the Detroit Lions versus the San Francisco 49ers. It's the Lions' first appearance in the NFC Championships since 1992.
Overseas now, where there are accusations that some workers from the UN Refugee Agency were part of Hamas's attack on Gaza. And because of that, many countries have stopped giving them aid money. Jonathan Crix is with UNICEF.
Nothing justifies the horrific events of the 7th of October, which include the killing, the maiming, abduction of children. However, it is also important to keep in mind that many children here are suffering and that they are in need of humanitarian aid.
Yemen's Houthi rebels are expanding their attacks. Marco Forgione is with the Institute of Export and International Trade.
So the attack on the Marlin Luanda in the Gulf of Aden signify a great extension and escalation from the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden.
And listen up if you have a pet lizard. The CDC reports a rare strain of salmonella is linked to bearded dragon lizards. They can carry the germs in their droppings. They can spread to their bodies. If you touch the reptile or anything it has touched, and then you touch your mouth, you could get very sick. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is in the middle of a bitter fight with the feds over border control. CBS Dallas reporter Jason Allen.
He believes all 25 states that are backing Texas in its efforts would be willing to send troops to help if they're needed.
VP Kamala Harris is campaigning in Las Vegas.
We're about investing in small businesses and the support they need to have access to capital versus what you get on the other side, which is supporting big corporations by decreasing their taxes.
Several countries have paused funding to the UN Refugee Agency for Palestinians after allegations that some staffers were involved in Hamas's attack on Israel. Spokeswoman Juliet Tuma.
In just over 24 hours, 9 countries, including some of our largest donors, have put in a temporary suspension to the work, to the funding that we're doing.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Border talks are on a bumpy road. CBS's Christina Ruffini reports.
Lawmakers in the Senate are on the verge of a bipartisan compromise on immigration reform. But the former president has stepped in to try to stop it.
A lot of the senators are trying to say respectfully they're blaming it on me. I said, that's okay. Please blame it on me. I'd rather have no bill than a bad bill.
But some Senate Republicans are pushing back, saying they're unlikely to get a better offer.
This is the most leverage I've seen Republicans have.
In a statement late Friday, President Biden said if passed, the bill would be the toughest and fairest border reform in history, giving him the power to shut down the border as soon as he signs it.
Meanwhile, the presidential hopefuls are all out on the campaign trail this weekend. President Biden is in South Carolina, former President Trump on the stump in Nevada. And our Christiane Benavides tells us
Nikki Haley is in her home state of South Carolina. The GOP primary there is still about a month away. It's a long shot bid for Haley, who is trailing in the polls.
Big day for football. CBS's Matt Piper tells us the teams who win are off to the Super Bowl.
Four teams have come this far, and none wants to go home without punching a ticket to compete in Super Bowl 58. The AFC Championship game starts things off at 3 p.m. Eastern between the Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens. That game's on CBS. Then at 6:30 Eastern on Fox, the Detroit Lions versus the San Francisco 49ers. It's the Lions' first appearance in the NFC Championships since 1992.
Overseas now, where there are accusations that some workers from the UN Refugee Agency were part of Hamas's attack on Gaza. And because of that, many countries have stopped giving them aid money. Jonathan Crix is with UNICEF.
Nothing justifies the horrific events of the 7th of October, which include the killing, the maiming, abduction of children. However, it is also important to keep in mind that many children here are suffering and that they are in need of humanitarian aid.
Yemen's Houthi rebels are expanding their attacks. Marco Forgione is with the Institute of Export and International Trade.
So the attack on the Marlin Luanda in the Gulf of Aden signify a great extension and escalation from the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden.
And listen up if you have a pet lizard. The CDC reports a rare strain of salmonella is linked to bearded dragon lizards. They can carry the germs in their droppings. They can spread to their bodies if you touch the reptile or anything it has touched. And then you touch your mouth, you could get very sick. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The border crisis will be big on the ballot in November. Donald Trump addressed it at a rally in Las Vegas Saturday.
Our border has become a weapon of mass destruction, our destruction. You know, it's our. It's a weapon of mass destruction.
President Biden was throwing jabs at his likely Republican opponent while in South Carolina.
There are only two presidents in American history who left office with fewer jobs than they took office. Herbert Hoover and, yes, Donald Herbert Hoover Trump.
Detroit Lions fans are in San Francisco hoping for a win today to get them to the Super Bowl for the first time ever.
It was pretty surreal. We've been season ticket holders now for quite some time, and it's pretty surreal to see them coming over here to play for the NFC Championship.
Now, their game is the second of the day. First up there, the Kansas City Chiefs visit Baltimore to take on the Ravens, where it is expected to be pouring rain and very windy. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Border talks are on a bumpy road. CBS's Christina Ruffini reports.
Lawmakers in the Senate are on the verge of a bipartisan compromise on immigration reform. But the former president has stepped in to try to stop it.
A lot of the senators are trying to say respectfully they're blaming it on me. I said, that's okay. Please blame it on me. I'd rather have no bill than a bad bill.
But some Senate Republicans are pushing back, saying they're unlikely to get a better offer.
This is the most leverage I've seen Republicans have.
In a statement late Friday, President Biden said if passed, the bill would be the toughest and fairest border reform in history, giving him the power to shut down the border as soon as he signs it.
Meanwhile, the presidential hopefuls are all out on the campaign trail this weekend. President Biden is in South Carolina, former President Trump on the stump in Nevada, and our Christiane Benavides tells us
Nikki Haley is in her home state of South Carolina. The GOP primary there is still about a month away. It's a long shot bid for Haley, who is trailing in the polls.
Big day for football. CBS's Matt Piper tells us the teams who win are off to the Super Bowl.
Four teams have come this far, and none wants to go home without punching a ticket to compete in Super Bowl 58. The AFC Championship game starts things off at 3 p.m. Eastern between the Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens. That game's on CBS. Then at 6:30 Eastern on Fox, the Detroit Lions versus the San Francisco 49ers. It's the Lions' first appearance in the NFC Championships since 1992.
Overseas now, where there are accusations that some workers from the UN Refugee Agency were part of Hamas's attack on Gaza. And because of that, many countries have stopped giving them aid money. Jonathan Crix is with UNICEF.
Nothing justifies the horrific events of the 7th of October, which include the killing, the maiming, abduction of children. However, it is also important to keep in mind that many children.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.